What's up, Internet, and welcome to Radio Radar, episode 93. I'm Hollander Cooper, and here with me is...
Henry Gilbert.
Ashley Reed.
Ryan Teljanik.
And we're really tired because we just got back from E3 at like 1 in the morning yesterday.
Flight delays are super fun.
Yeah,
at least I had 4 beers with me by the time we got on that airport.
Right?
Which is low, actually. That's a low number of beers.
I could have used those 4 beers myself.
I slept the entire trip back.
So yes, that was pretty nice.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was great.
Just coma as soon as the flight took off?
Oh, yeah. It was not even... As soon as I sat down, I was unconscious.
Oh, good work. But yeah, we're all pretty tired. You can check out. And thank you to everyone who listened to and commented on our podcast from earlier this week where we did our reactions to the press conferences. It was fun. It was, again, tired being the theme. But
yes,
we still have stuff to talk about. This week we're actually going to go over a few of our favorite games. But first, we are going to discuss our 99 E3 2014 predictions and live on the podcast update the article with how right or wrong we were.
Mainly just because we really don't have much time on our hands right now, honestly.
Yeah, it's just kind of where we have to go with this.
We got to double up. Two birds with one stone on this platform.
Two birds with one stone.
I keep yawning. I cannot stop yawning.
This microphone smells like smoke for some reason.
That's very strange.
Like cedar.
That is very odd.
It's kind of nice. Anyway, our first prediction from the press conferences. The funny part is going to be when we don't remember.
I know. Well, we're starting with Sony predictions.
Sony predictions.
Which
the first
was the
one
last
was
conference.
The show will open with Assassin's Creed Unity in a demo that looks absurdly good. I think that's fake. I think
Unity was Microsoft, so it was not at Sony.
Exactly.
All right. So what should I write for that? Wrong.
Wrong. Microsoft got the Unity reveal.
Boom. Slide updated.
All right, so Microsoft
one
got
down.
The Unity reveal. One down, 98 to go. Next rumor, Assassin's Creed Comet will also be mentioned. There's just everything about this slide is wrong.
As far as we know, Comet still just does not exist.
I believe, there's no news on Comet. You feel like they would have announced it unless they're saving it for Gamescom. I think they did say something to the effect of that they will talk about 360 and PS3 games of Assassin's Creed soon, just not during E3.
Yeah,
they're saying they had plans for it.
Yeah. Sony will spend the next 10 minutes of his press conference doing what amounts to a victory lap around Microsoft and Nintendo.
I guess if you count how they shared all those like buttons, how many times people have said press share?
Well, I was surprised that they didn't dig into that as much as I thought they would. Because I thought for sure they'd, as we had in the prediction, that they'd, have those grins on their face and be like, last year you all loved us, and so here we come back to you.
They almost did it in kind of a, we can just do whatever we want sort of way. They just kind of slowed down. They're like, we can talk about stuff no one cares about and we'll still be the best here.
They really shouldn't have done that powers thing.
Oh, boy.
I bet we didn't predict that.
Yeah, we didn't.
Sure did.
Well, I remember you said at one point, hey, how about we predict Brian Michael Bendis will spend 18 minutes rambling like an insane person?
I know. You could tell he was off script. He was just like saying whatever he felt like.
There will be no other PlayStation 3 announcements whatsoever, save for revealing some PS3 games heading to the PS4. Did any actually get announced?
I think this is mostly accurate.
I don't think there was any.
Were there any PS3 games announced for PS4? Did any of those get confirmed?
Oh, like a remake or a remaster?
Well, we already knew about The Last of Us, so that doesn't really count.
I don't think there were any other remasters.
No, you can technically, in the sense that they talked a lot about PlayStation Now, and thus you will be able to play PlayStation 3 games on your PlayStation 4.
That's a good point.
I mean, that's kind of a cop-out, but...
Yeah.
And I mean, technically, even if it is just The Last of Us, that is one, and that was the only one that we can think of.
I'm going to say we're giving ourselves half. There wasn't any PS3 news, there wasn't any PS3 news, but there also wasn't any next-gen upscaling.
Yeah. Which means the next prediction in which we guessed that Gran Turismo 6 and God of War Ascension and the Uncharted Collection, none of those happened.
Mm-hmm. Or wait, hold on. Wait, no. We got half of it right. Isn't that when they announced the Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, yeah.
Grand Theft Auto, that's right.
So let's just give ourselves that full prediction. That one so far.
GTA 5 was confirmed, and otherwise last gen was silent.
This is a test of our memory.
Yeah.
This is just about retention of...
The next slide, though, was...
Entirely false.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo 6, God of War Ascension, Uncharted Collection. Nope.
Nope, nope,
sad.
And nope.
All right, so what's next?
An unnecessary amount of time will be spent showing off The Last of Us on the PS4.
I feel like they only spent like a minute or two on
it. Yeah, so
really.
We're wrong again.
And they I think the word unnecessary is right there because they preface the trailer with like, hey, this is going to be full of spoilers. And I know Ashley was like, well, don't show me spoilers. I don't want to see these.
I did like, not. I was saying I hadn't seen them, and you guys were like, no, don't watch them. Like, the internet has spoiled everything about this game for me. I don't even care anymore.
Okay.
So, and the next one is we'll get our look at Uncharted 4, which we did.
Yes.
Yep.
And it was even called Uncharted 4. I thought it might be called, like, Uncharted the next whatever or something.
All right, so Uncharted 4 was revealed. So far, we're like 2 for 8. The next two was descriptions of what we think the Uncharted trailer is going to look like. Drake's going to be hanging upside down, half unconscious and bloody. I'll say that we get 2/3 of that. He wasn't upside down, but
he was unconscious and bloody.
Yeah, he was unconscious sideways. He was laying on his face.
Then he'll wake up and say something like, "This is different," and then the camera will pan out, showing him in a mostly destroyed car or something. He does wake up and say something like, "I'm getting too old for this."
Well, it's all voiceover. He doesn't say anything. There's just voiceover the whole time over it.
Yeah.
But he gets up, and then the camera does pan out, but just to show where he is.
But you could also see it in his face and his eyes that he wanted to say something, but just didn't have the energy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the weird feeling in that trailer was just like, Nathan Drake, he's really tired. he's not young anymore.
He's been out of the game. A hard-boiled treasure seeker who just doesn't play by the rules anymore.
Though if he's that out of the game, I want to see if he can still like grip with those fingers onto ledges.
Spoiler
for, like,
warning, he probably
time.
Can.
which is the next slide. Uncharted 4, Drake's Destiny 2015.
Got the date right.
Yeah.
Yep. So one half.
We got the year right.
And it theoretically could be about Drake's destiny. We're just not sure.
A thief's end. So now the question is, who's ending? Which thief?
Whom is that thief?
Next up, God of War will get a teaser trailer. Nope.
No God of War, nothing.
Not even a mention.
No new God of War. At the end, we'll have to count up each section at the end or something.
Yeah, that was...
PlayStation Now pricing will be laid out. Nope.
Nope.
More games on more platforms. Nope.
Nope.
God damn.
Kind of the opposite of that, actually.
We are way off.
We did get new news on it. They talked about it, so, like, nope. Despite talking about it for, like...
They talked for, like, 15 minutes about it.
Yeah.
But, like, nothing was concrete. It was just a restatement of their stuff.
They talked in a lot of circles this time.
Yeah.
It was really weird, because they're like, this thing that you already know about is still a thing that will be coming in the near future.
We are talking about it to let you know that it's happening.
And the next one is it'll be out right then. There were more beta invitations sent out, but...
Nah, we don't...
There was one it's out right now moment at Sony's conference with that...
Entwined,
yeah.
Yes, which I played.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It reminds me a lot of Brothers in the sense that you're controlling two basically characters at once with each of the sticks.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That's now a genre, twin stick adventure.
Seems like. Well, it's more of like...
Oh, it's like Rez, isn't it?
Yeah, you're kind of moving them around a circular reticle. It's really, really weird, but kind of neat.
All right, what's the next one, Ryan?
Remember that promised PS4 feature where you can control a friend's game remotely? Sony will announce that that's finally coming this holiday season. Just kidding.
Yeah, that didn't happen. The closest thing to it was that they said Far Cry 4 on PS4 that you could share the game with. You could share multiplayer with friends who don't have the game.
Yeah, that was true.
Oh, man, this next prediction.
Hold on, you actually skipped like 3.
Oh, sorry, my phone's
that's
all
okay.
fucked up.
That's okay. Basically, the other ones were there's going to be a major PS4 game that you can stream immediately, but
nope,
that didn't happen.
Yeah,
there was the Battlefield beta came out like immediately.
No, it was going to be that? One's going to be streaming available. Like,
oh,
immediately.
I see. Yeah.
So what's next, Ryan?
PS Vita will finally, or the Vita TV will finally get a US UK release date and a price to compete with Amazon Fire TV. Boom!
Bam!
Yep.
Nailed that one. I played that thing, by the way. I played Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls on it.
How was it?
It was really cool. And plus, when you see it in person, like, that thing looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice looking unit.
Cooper and I already thought all these thoughts like 9 months ago when we played it in Tokyo. So
la-di-da.
I like they call it the PlayStation TV here because they they're like, nobody knows what the Vita is.
Yeah.
Just making a PlayStation.
Well, honestly, you know, it's just like you can hook up a DualShock 3 or 4 to that thing, and I can, you know, I could finally play just some games in my bedroom without having to go outside. It's really cool.
Makes me wish I hadn't already beat Persona 4 Golden. I'd rather, like, play it on my TV box. Like
my TV box. And it's like $100, so that's a pretty good price, I think, for it.
Way better than I'd get that before an Amazon whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Next up, David Cage will show up and announce his new game.
Didn't happen.
He was gone. One after that, Sony will explain that it hasn't forgotten about the Vita. They did that pretty much. Yeah. They took this day.
Yes, but when they said they hadn't forgot about the Vita, the first game they listed was like a Tales game. And I was like, whoa, like... Tales is fine, but a Tales of game is not your first game you mention of like, look forward to these Vita releases.
Well, you know, one thing I thought was really interesting when on Spike TV, when they were doing the pre-show stuff and they had Jack Tretton on there, one thing he talked about was the Vita because Jeff Keighley asked him basically like, what's up with the Vita, man? We're not getting like any good like big triple A games or anything on that. And Tretton was basically like, well, you know, just they haven't sold many of those things, and you're not going to get a development budget for a big-ass game if people aren't buying them. So it is now basically, you know, as we've seen, a more of a PS4 peripheral than a dedicated gaming machine.
Yeah, I thought even I thought you'd still see, like, one new first-party, like, expensive budget Vita game, but even that, like, wasn't there.
Yep. Vita will get a price cut.
Nope.
No price cut.
Still $250.
There will be a PS4/PS Vita bundle. Didn't get announced, but it was still leaked,
but
right?
I think that is a confirmed thing.
Well, I didn't hear any more news on it past the leak in Amazon France, though. Did you guys?
I don't remember.
We got that one on a technicality.
Yeah.
I bet it'll come eventually, but...
We did get that white PS4, though.
That was a nice
that white PS4. That Nintendo PS4.
Yeah, the Nintendo's Glacier White PlayStation 4.
So you can play the Nintendo Splatoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Nintendo Splatoon's an entirely different thing.
That's a console.
Yeah, duh. We'll get to, the Order's 1886 will be shown off with the same demo we've seen for the past 6 months and a 2015 release date. It was shown off. It wasn't the same demo.
Yeah.
But the demo they showed off might as well have been because it was almost pitch black and impossible to see what was being shown off.
Those werewolves looked all right.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw that demo, an extension of that trailer they showed us, but they were playing it in front of us. You know, and I wrote a preview on the game because I played it too. My concern, again, is, and I'm sure we'll talk about this later, but my concern is they're so obsessed with making this game look as pretty as they possibly can that so far what I've seen of it is more cutscene than actual gameplay. Like, every 2 seconds, it takes control away from you, which is a really big disappointment.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, a twitchy
cover-based
shooter, you kind of want to just be like, all right, I'm in cover, time to shoot. Oh, no, he's going to close up on his face. All right, now back to shooting. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I only saw the two demos, and hopefully that's not representative of the entire game.
No. Next up, Sony will continue to grab exclusive single-player DLC for games. It actually grabbed, like, betas and stuff.
Yeah, they had betas. It was Microsoft had more of the premier DLC stuff.
For Sony, it was really their big thing was exclusive access for Destiny Alpha.
They're putting a lot behind that. Whoa.
Yeah, and I think beta access to Destiny isn't exclusive to PS4, but PS4 players will get access like 4 days in advance of the Xbox One and PC players.
And then they have the Alpha now, which doesn't even has it an Alpha? Like it's just a beta. It's just another beta slightly earlier, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's what an Alpha is.
Well, when a game is in Alpha state, it's not. A game that's in alpha state is not going to launch in 3 months. Like there's so alpha, I think, is a disingenuous name.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I agree.
Next up, we will get a lengthy trailer for Final Fantasy 15.
No.
Not even at the fucking show at all. In any capacity.
Oh, I was just gonna say that's actually kind of surprising. They did announce that they're localizing some games that no one thought they would localize, Type Zero and Agito, which I thought
was
weird.
And they barely announced that.
I know.
It's like, it's happening. Goodbye.
They should want people to know that, like, since Type Zero never came out here. On the PSP, like, of PS4 a PS4 port of it is a new game for them. Like, why wouldn't Square want to say, like, hey, guys, we got a new PS4 game? Even if they couldn't make a deal with Sony to get their game shown at Sony's press conference, they should have put out, a huge press release morning.
They had, like, a giant screen, and they barely showed it on the screen. They showed, like, a 15-second slide that was like, we're localizing it. Yay. And I was like, what?
And then there was this big explosion of anger because somebody on, I think, who works for Sony on Twitter said that it, or Sony or Square, I forget which, said that it was a Vita game, Type-0, and then like a few minutes later retracted, like, oh, no, it's only PS4. And so then now he's getting angry tweets at him about that.
Yeah. Bummer.
So next up, a few predictions involving The Last Guardian, Prey 2, and a bunch of other games that we didn't hear anything from.
Yeah, nothing there.
Wrong.
Man, we had high hopes for this conference, didn't we?
We did. Sony will spend at least 10 minutes talking about the future and such of Project Morpheus. How long did they actually spend on it? Not really that long.
Like 2 minutes, maybe.
At that, like, they did say, hey, go play Project Morpheus at our booth. And somebody in here did, right?
I played, the only new demo I played for Morpheus. So I played an updated build of Eve Valkyrie, which that hadn't been on Morpheus before. That was only on the Rift.
Wow.
And that was really, really awesome. And then I played a Street Luge demo where they laid us down like in a beanbag chair, and then you would tilt your head to the left and the right to actually control the movement of your luge. And holy shit, was that weird, because like, your eyes are perceiving that you're moving down this 90-degree angle hill at like 100 miles an hour, and you're dodging cars and stuff on a windy road, but yet your body feels nothing. And so it's like there is that weird disconnect between the senses. And I think that is what's really going to cause people simulator sickness, as they call it, instead of motion sickness. Apparently there is a very big difference between the two, which I didn't know until recently.
I hadn't heard of this term, simulator sickness.
Motion sickness is actually you're getting sick from moving, whereas this is you're getting sick because...
Simulating moving?
Yeah, you're simulating movement when you're not actually moving.
All right. The next prediction was that we were going to get some big AAA games coming to Morpheus. We didn't really hear anything new on that front. Yeah. And the next one is that we were going to get no new information on pricing or a release date for Morpheus. We do get that one.
Yeah, that's a high five to ourselves. We're on, like, what, 3 predictions so far. Yeah.
And then the last one was that Pompeii by Bastille will be played at least once during a sick montage.
Did not happen.
No, but I did on the show floor hear a booth playing it. So I'm going to give us 0.8.
It was on the way to us walking to the PlayStation booth.
Yeah. That counts. So moving on to Microsoft, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what we got there?
My phone is basically almost dead.
Well, hey Ryan, here's a quick question for you. Is your leg feeling better?
Yeah, my leg is feeling a little better.
Okay.
Yeah, I had some... So maybe there's a doctor listening to this podcast, and if so, please, I'd love some medical advice.
Let's see him in the comments.
I've had this weird ache in the back of my left leg, almost like it's a constantly cramped muscle, and I was wondering if perhaps I had a blood clot. I don't have any particular reason for why that might be the case, aside from the fact that I'm an unhealthy individual. And so...
Are those the symptoms of a blood clot?
I don't know. I just had a dream. Actually, it was like I had a dream that I had a blood clot in my leg and that I was going to have to cut off my leg. So that's what caused me to
blood clots are scary.
Okay.
All right. Microsoft's first prediction.
The press conference will start with an extremely loud montage of games, most of which have already come out.
No, they actually jumped pretty quickly into new games, I think.
Yeah.
It was a fast-paced whole press conference. It was like, here, game. I was talking to Andy Hardup on Hip Chat about that, and he's just like, I kind of wanted them to have a crappy like 10 minutes of talking about television, because like it would have given us a break in writing stuff.
Yeah, it was nonstop. The next prediction, like Sony, Microsoft will pay some lip service to its last system's legacy before moving on, never mentioning again during the show.
Yeah,
I think that happened.
Yeah, we'll take it. They barely acknowledged Last Gen at all.
Barely.
The next one. When my phone loads.
Don Matrick is back. No.
Oh, yeah. This is the Don Matrick suite.
Well, we knew these were good.
Yeah,
these were just for fun,
it was fun.
Really.
Here's a fun information about Don Matrick that came out today, though.
Uh-oh.
So Zynga put out some new financial stuff. That's where he works at. He's the new prez at Zynga. And under his term, like, they've lost a lot more money and had to lay people off. But he made $57 million.
In like these 8 months he's been there?
Yep.
God
$57 million.
How do I become a president of a company?
I don't know.
Apparently by being completely inept, I guess.
Huh. It seems like once you get there, I think it just takes a lot of confidence, or you got to trick somebody once, or just like save an old man who owns the company. He's like,
you're just basing it off of movies you've seen.
That is how people like, they go like, I like your gumption, kid. Why don't you come work for me?
And then it just goes like 10 years later, and like all of a sudden you see the desk where the old guy worked at. Now the main actor, who was played by just like a random kid in the first half of the movie, is, and you're like, oh, so that's how he does it.
Yeah.
Several Kinect games will be shown off, including D4 and Fantasia.
They did not talk about Kinect at all.
They didn't.
They did. Well, they showed Dance Central for a tiny, tiny bit, but I believe Dave Howden wrote a whole article about it that they, I think, said Kinect once the whole show. Like, they knew it was a dirty word.
They learned their lesson.
And didn't they also crop their logo or something to...
They showed the key shot of the system with a Kinect, and then it immediately zoomed in, and for the rest of the time it was behind Phil Spencer, it was just the system and controller.
Yeah, interesting.
So
we also predicted there'd be a new Kinect camera revealed, a smaller, less accurate, but still able to provide a majority of the functions that the system needs for $50.
Nope.
Negative.
That was
a shot in the dark. We thought maybe it would be cool.
We also thought that they were going to reveal that a bunch of the games that were coming to Kinect are now Kinectless, which also did not happen.
Correct.
These predictions are meant to be crazy sometimes. That's why they're fun.
So. Stop explaining the joke.
Okay. here's one. We'll get to see about 10 minutes of Sunset Overdrive footage, and it'll look amazeballs.
It did have a lengthy time.
It did.
Right? It had its time.
I wouldn't say 10 minutes.
Let's give ourselves a full point for that.
Yeah, I agree.
But that he, I love that trailer. We talked about this on the E3 podcast, but yeah, just him going like, it's a fucking video game. Come on. It was fun. It sounds like it was more fun to watch that trailer than to play the game.
Probably.
Yeah, well, the game...
The level we played of the game was a bad level to show off if you want to sell people on the game, but the other levels are probably better.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Who knows? We only played a really tiny little thing of it, so it's hard to say. Insomniac's Ted Price will take the stage and say something about not compromising on Sunset Overdrive's vision to make people shut up about Fuse. Didn't happen, but I think that message came through pretty clear just in the footage and the trailers that were showing off about that.
Oh, yeah. Its whole point was that it's the unserious shooter. So very much not Fuse.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Price was there. I saw him tweet several like selfies with
fans. Oh yeah, he talked to John and I when we were at the Microsoft showcase playing Sunset Overdrive. He's the one that introed it to us. So.
He's one of the friendliest CEOs you'll ever
meet.
He's
a fun guy to talk to, and he is always super nice and super like into whatever it is he's showing. Even Fuse, which how could you even have a straight face about that when you're showing it? I don't know.
I know. Well, you know, they paid him. They paid him a lot of money. It was his job to be there, talk about it. Like.
Yeah.
Same with, like, right when I saw Fuse, he also presented, what was the name of their face? They made a Facebook game, and the same deal. He's just, like, same, like, super.
The one that was, like, Pokemon?
Yeah.
That one was supposed to be good as hell.
Hey, here's another full point we can give ourselves. The rumored Halo Master Chief Collection is totally real and will be the big Xbox One exclusive for 2014.
All right.
Nailed it.
Sure. We did it.
We admit that was...
No.
Okay.
Shut up.
All right. Yeah, we
totally didn't know beforehand.
We totally didn't know ahead of time.
Yeah, we just guessed.
They didn't reveal it at Judges Week 2 weeks earlier. That didn't happen.
Yeah. Didn't people seem not that excited for it? I don't know. Like
the fact, honestly, that Microsoft did a really good job of presenting it because they're like, so we're redoing it. And guess what? We're not going to touch it. We're not going to change any. We're going to change the graphics. But if you don't like it, you can hit a button and go back. And we're just going to put in Halo 2's multiplayer glitches and all.
Yeah. That was a smart move on their part.
Everybody was
A short teaser will show off Halo 5 Guardians, and it'll look pretty much exactly like the video from last E3, save for the inclusion of minor plot details.
I'd say half a point, because we did get a new short teaser, but it didn't look like the one from last year.
And you'll be able to find out more about it in the Master Chief Collection, which has some kind of reference to Halo 5.
They did say that. They said that they were going to put shit in there. So that's full point.
The trailer was framed as the new character from Halo 5 watching Master Chief's memories or whatever and learning from him. And that also that you get into the beta. That's also crazy to me that you get four Halo games, 100 multiplayer maps in November, and then in December they're like, all right, time for the Halo 5 beta. You're not sick of Halo yet, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of Halo. Mm-hmm. Here's one that we just kind of tossed out there. Also, Cortana is probably alive. Just, you know, throwing that out there.
We don't get a point for that, but we're not saying we're wrong.
She'll be there. She'll be in 5.
Yeah.
Well, she'll definitely be in the collection.
Yes.
So, Microsoft will reveal next-gen upscales for Gears 1 through 3.
Nope.
But, you know, I think that's still going to happen eventually.
No Gears, nothing.
And there will probably be a Mass Effect collection hitting 2014. Also, no.
Well, yeah. You know, I was getting the feeling ahead of the show that there'd be a lot more an old-gen collections like that.
I thought so. You know, maybe that's what we'll see more of at next E3, because my sense is because we saw so much 2015 stuff this year, mm-hmm. that next year is going to be this weird lull where they're like, fuck, all our big shit just came out or mm-hmm. is coming out this year. So we'll see a lot of the same trailer, like new trailers for stuff we know of. Plus, I think to fill 2016, I bet you 2016 is going to be the years of all these upscaled collections.
Or maybe they're not even going to start announcing them at E3. Like, those are you could release those in a press release and just release them 2 months later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or reveal, say, Gamescom or a comic book convention, just not E3.
Just like blow everyone's minds. Like, yeah.
PAX, that'd be a good PAX.
Yeah, it would. The next prediction, a teaser for a new Gears of War will be shown off, but it'll contain literally no information.
I'm going to give us half point. Because by there being no new trailer, there was no new information.
Okay.
Here's the next prediction. Except that it'll be running on the Unreal 4 engine.
Then we actually have to get no points for that.
We don't know at all if it's running on Unreal 4. You'd think we could assume, but...
Speaking of Unreal, Epic will announce and show its new game during Microsoft's conference. No, we're not talking about Fortnite. So there is some sort of rumor that Epic is working on a game, and I forget now the exact details of it, but it's a thing, supposedly.
But they skipped E3, pretty much.
Yeah.
I walked by, I think in where our booth was, or our meeting room was, like, that there was an Epic. I feel like I saw an Epic logo somewhere, but they were just there to have meetings. Like, they weren't hosting anything.
Yeah. Microsoft will continue to grab exclusive multiplayer DLC for a number of major third-party games. Correct.
Totally.
Yep.
And Call of Duty Advanced Warfare will be chief among them. Mm-hmm. Correct.
And it opened the show.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Bethesda will take to the stage and spend a good amount of time introducing Fallout 4. Just kidding. What did Bethesda have?
They had
the Evil Within, and that was pretty much it.
Oh, that
and
was
Aliens.
There, yeah.
Wasn't aliens?
No, they're not aliens.
Oh, they were just right next to each other.
I think Bethesda's only real thing. Well, they had Elder Scrolls Online, like anybody cared.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Speaking of, Square Enix had a ton of Final Fantasy 14 and Realm Reborn stations set up. And one thing I thought was really cool was they were actually doing live raids on the show floor. Like, you would go up and participate in the Leviathan fight. And it was really cool because I was just briefly walking by and was watching some of them people trying to attempt them, and most of them were getting destroyed. But one group actually did beat the fight, and it was really cool seeing them all, like, cheering to each other and high-fiving afterwards and just, like, talking about how intense it was. That was a really cool thing to see.
Yeah, that's nice.
Next prediction. Everyone will be shocked by Microsoft's exciting announcement that Lost Odyssey 2 is in the works. Hey, we can dream, right?
I'm going to give us half a point because it's basically like the Phantom Dust announcement.
Oh, God. They're so unrelated. What the fuck? Yeah, that was such a weird reveal. Like, everyone's like, what is Phantom Dust? Yeah,
Ken Lobb's like, you might remember me as the guy who helped make GoldenEye and Perfect Dark. Well, I'm here to announce something you're going to be excited about, Phantom Dust. What?
Yeah.
What a fucking oddball thing to put out there. And it's just like, cult classic Phantom Dust returns. I was like, I've literally never heard of that franchise.
When even I was going like, I don't remember Phantom Dust at all, like, then you know it's a forgotten game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not sure what Phantom Dust is.
Very strange choice. But next prediction, the rumored big third-party exclusive Microsoft has, Mirror's Edge 2.
Nope.
Mirror's Edge 2 does exist, and they showed some things.
Concept footage, like a million other things.
In the EA press conference, not even Microsoft.
And then we did a bunch of random guesses as to what that third party thing would be, all of which were incorrect. It was like Agent Prey 2, you know, just like we did with the Sony thing. Next prediction. Not wanting to be the odd one out, Microsoft announces its very own virtual reality headset. No.
Yeah, no.
No. Honestly, I'm not surprised by this. I don't think they're even going to give a shit about VR unless it takes off, and then maybe they'll be like, huh.
That's true. They only really got into Kinect when Nintendo really sold a lot of it.
I mean, because they've shown no interest in doing handhelds.
Nope.
You know, and I think VR will be the same kind of thing.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then we just made some jokes about the VR set, all of which were obviously incorrect. A small portion of the show will be spent by Microsoft briefly covering its non-game media improvements. Did not happen.
Not at all.
Because it was all they talked about were games, which was really cool but surprising.
I also really liked how they sectioned it off, that they showed a bunch of games at the start, and then at about the halfway point or a little after halfway, like they said something to the effect of, and so everything we just talked about is out in 2014. Now it's time for games that are 2015. Like,
that's pretty great.
I like that delineation.
That was nice, yeah.
So then we made another prediction about non-games media stuff, which clearly did not happen. blah, blah, blah. My phone is basically dead at this point, so.
Just keep going. You almost got it.
All right, here we go. I finally, got there. New smart glass features will be mentioned? No. More smart glass predictions? None of that happened. And then our final prediction, Pompeii by Bastille will be played during five different sick game montages. Also did not happen.
Aww.
Not even once, which is upsetting.
Not even once.
I expected it less from Microsoft because they're a very America-centric company, so they wouldn't do it. I sort of expected it from Ubisoft, but that didn't happen either. They played Lady Gaga's Applause and Happy.
And Happy.
We should have guessed Happy.
So
that's
happy.
The thing.
Yeah. We were off a little on that.
At least Aisha Tyler got to make fun of Happy as being overplayed.
All right, let's move on to Nintendo. So we did pretty terribly with both Sony and Microsoft. Maybe we will pull through on this.
Nintendo's a little more predictable.
Yeah, right. Like last year, the Nintendo Direct will have the same amount of information as a typical E3 press conference.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
I think
got ourselves
so,
a point. But people will continue to complain that it isn't technically a conference and that Nintendo is doomed.
I mean, Nintendo literally made fun of that in their Direct with the Robot Chicken stuff.
Which was hilarious.
Did. That was great. I loved Reggie coming on stage like, I guess there is a press conference this year. Not my problem.
Yeah. A few minutes of the press conference will be shown from within Tamagotchi life, leading to many an internet meme.
I'm going to give half a point to this because the Robot Chicken thing was basically the same.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Spiritually
connected, but the show will open with footage of Smash Bros. Focusing on the Wii U version and showing some new features. It didn't open with that.
Didn't it?
No, I think it did start with Smash Brothers. It was Robot Chicken and then straight into Sakurai. It was Robot Chicken and then Reggie and Iwata fighting.
Oh, okay.
Into the Mii reveal. All
right.
Was like, we were still like, what the hell is happening? Like, what is Nintendo doing? They just went from Robot Chicken to like Mario or to Iwata getting punched in the face by Reggie.
and then they also started talking about some NFP figures.
NFC.
NFP. Well, they call them NFP.
Well, NFP. Now it's Amiibo.
We'll get release dates for both versions. End of July for 3DS and December for Wii U.
New.
More like October for 3DS.
I think we were 20% right there. Yeah. We did get a release date for 3DS, but yeah, October and then holiday still for Wii U, which I still think it'll be out this year. But
A totally new character will be revealed for Smash Bros. I feel like there were basically four new characters.
Five. Three types of Miis, Palutena and Pac-Man.
Oh, right. I totally. And what about the Game & Watch dude? Or?
Mr. Game & Watch, but it was just confirming an old character.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking 5 points for that.
Yeah. We were incorrect that one of those characters would be Bubsy.
So we were off on that one.
Pac-Man is basically a yellow Bubsy, right?
I did guess. I started warming to the Pac-Man idea at a time. I bet people could find recorded things of me saying that Pac-Man won't be in the game, but I was warming up to Pac-Man ahead of time. I met somebody who, when we were talking about the Smash Brothers thing that night, like, oh, I bet they're going to announce somebody. Bet it's somebody from Namco. And then they're like, yeah, like somebody from Tails or Hayachi. And I'm like, no, I really think it'll be.
You're wrong.
I think it'll be Pac-Man. And then when he was on stage right after revealing Pac-Man, Sakurai did a joke where he said, like, that's right, is we have added Namco's most popular fighting game character, Hayachi. No, I'm just kidding. It's
yeah. Next prediction. Hey, we get ourselves a point for that. Well, half a point, really. But Yarn Yoshi will be shown off, and it's officially titled Yoshi's Epic Yarn. It'll be releasing in August for Wii U.
So a third of a point.
Yeah, we got 1/3 of a point. It's actually Yoshi's Woolly World, a great name. I really like that.
That was super cute.
But it's a 2015 game.
Yes, it is.
Unfortunately. There were a lot of games that Nintendo showed that when you saw them, you're like, well, then this must be out this year, right? This looks pretty together. And like, no, it's next year. Like, oh, okay.
We get a full point for this one, though. High fives are all around. Hyrule Warriors will get another trailer, and it'll keep the name Hyrule Warriors so that no one mistakes it for a real Zelda game.
That's a good guess. That was good.
When's Hyrule Warriors coming out?
It's September for America.
Boom! And it'll also finally be announced that it'll launch in the West this holiday season. 2 points back-to-back. That's a new record for our 99 predictions list. Nintendo will say that the next Zelda Wii U game is in the works, but won't show anything besides a single piece of concept art. Damn it.
Nope.
It's here, and we saw like 5 seconds of Link. We think
I mean, a video is art.
Riding a horse while the fields get caught on fire.
I would really like it if Link is a girl this time, and at the end becomes Princess Zelda, or then Link and Princess Zelda are one and the same.
Conspiracy.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's
just that the person in that video looks feminine. Like, looks extra feminine.
Because Link has always been a paragon of masculinity.
I'm just saying, it looks like how they draw. Ha! Ha! Now,
we at least have a safety point to back that up with. Whatever is shown of Zelda Wii U will include small details that we will extrapolate into 4 articles a week over the next 2 years. We'll absolutely do that. You can look forward to an in-depth Zelda Wii U article probably today. Who knows?
We actually have already had 3, and I'm giving us 10 points for that.
Okay.
I'm happy. Please look forward to this.
Please look forward to this information. And here we go. And this was our other backup point. Or we'll get a full reveal of Zelda Wii U for 2014?
Because we're assholes, Ryan.
We have too much hope.
Yeah. So we got half a point. Yeah.
I'm going to say -4 points for that.
I desperately hope that game is playable at next year's E3.
I would assume.
I'll be so quick to assume.
You know what they say about people that assume? They get disappointed at E3.
They drink too much alcohol on a regular basis. Bayonetta 2 will be hitting early in September, and there will be a demo in Wii U later in June.
October.
October.
We were 1 month off, though. Come on. Give us some pity
75%.
Points.
We should have gone out there I wish we had predicted that Bayonetta 1 would come packaged with
it. Oh, I know. That seems, in hindsight, that seems like such an obvious thing.
Well, here's the issue. Whenever anybody would ask the guy on Twitter, what's it? It's a
Kimiya-san.
Kimiya-san? Well,
Hideki Kamiya.
Hideki Kamiya. Whenever they'd ask him on Twitter, his response was usually, go fuck your mother.
Yeah.
True.
He had so many great responses. Just this morning, he was just like, fuck the world. Like that was he was telling off everybody and just going like, I block you. Go fuck your mother. And then some guy then drew a funny picture of him like, here's what I think is a drawing of what it looks like when you hit the block button. It was a funny, like, super deformed picture of him hitting block. And he was like, oh, that's funny. Thanks. Like, he was nice back.
That's funny. Thanks. I'm still going to block you, though.
And then somebody else asked him, like, hey, I always see you wearing your sunglasses on top of your head. Or your glasses on top of your head. Do you ever actually wear your glasses? And then he just shared a selfie of him wearing glasses. So I was like, oh, so you can be friendly.
So we got this one partially right. X will finally get its full name. It is, in fact, Xenoblade Chronicles X, but we predicted Xeno Warriors. And it'll basically be a mix between Xenoblade Saga and Monster Hunter. Wait, Xenoblade Saga is not a thing?
There was Xenosaga.
Xenosaga.
Xenoblade. Xenogears. This is Xenoblade Chronicles.
I'm just going to change it to Xenosaga right now. Yeah. Is it space? X-E-N-O space saga?
No,
I think it's
one
just
word.
One word, yeah. But they did. What they did show was the story trailer. So we know it will have some sort of narrative component. Oh, yeah. It's not just a Monster Hunter thing. If that is even... There's still such little information that we're just kind of guessing.
Well, you know, you should look this up, Ryan. I'm just catching up. I want to say Nintendo did an awesome... I think the way they presented E3 this year, regardless of how you felt about their games, which I thought was... I'd give their lineup of games a B+, B- at worst, but they they presented them so well. They were streaming demos the whole time, and they did an hour-long Xenoblade.
I wish I could have watched it, because I will go back and
it's
watch it.
It's up on their YouTube channel. I opened it
I'm
up
I'm really
this
curious,
morning.
And I know what I probably just said, or what I just said will probably be called out, because I'm sure that information is now readily available. Eh. But literally, we just flew back late last night. We've been catching up.
Yeah.
So forgive me. Next prediction, there will be a Fire Emblem Cross SMT trailer, and the majority of the people watching it will still have absolutely no idea what's
going
on.
They were so quiet on that front that there was speculation that it might have been canceled.
So this is what happened at, I went to, there were two events for Nintendo at night, Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Tuesday was Smash Brothers, Wednesday was a new thing for the 3DS, totally new series. They revealed it is this game called Codename Steam, which is basically if Nintendo made XCOM.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked really cool. Super goofy, too, but in a fun way. But it was made by Intelligent Systems, who make Fire Emblem and Advance Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they opened it up to Q&A, most people played along with, like, no, 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 ask questions about the game, guys. But then one person asked, hey, where's Advance Wars? And they answered just like, hey, we like Advance Wars. We'll make them if we want to, but we haven't killed the series.
Yeah.
And then the second question was like, hey, has developing this game thrown you off schedule with Shin Megami versus Fire Emblem?
Oh, good lord!
And their response was the guy, the high level Nintendo guy answered, and he said like, that game is on schedule. I cannot say anything more for fear of my job. But just know that the game is on schedule.
That's funny.
Straight shooter.
We are totally wrong on this, but I still predict this will eventually come to pass. Majora's Mask 3D will be confirmed and playable on the show floor.
I did see that Aonuma had a comment on that. He was on some stream with American Press, and they asked about it, and his response was like, yes, I hear you guys. I hear you. I am doing the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so,
Nintendo will talk about the Miiverse for way too long. Incorrect.
No Miiverse.
No Miiverse.
And no jokes about the bad Miiverse posts.
Yeah,
either.
Which really upsetting. So that's two predictions back to back, because the other was a joke about the bad Miiverse posts.
Well, the bad Miiverse one, it was that they wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Which they didn't.
Oh, so
we get a
right.
point for that.
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay.
Hooray.
Okay. A Nintendo Land sequel called Nintendo World will be revealed? No.
No. Nintendo Land, that game doesn't exist as far as Nintendo's concerned.
Several HD remakes of Wii and GameCube games will be revealed, including Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 and Twilight Princess. No.
Nintendo hates money. Yeah. They're so allergic to it.
Just one. Just put out one HD re-release.
Here we go.
They'd make so much money.
I think we're in for a series of back-to-back victories here. Nintendo's NFC lineup will be revealed, and it's much more ambitious than expected. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Smash Bros. Will be the first game to support it, but it won't be a full-blown NFC game. Instead, it'll have some major functionality that lets you upgrade your characters in Smash Bros. And bring them to other games.
That
yes.
That's true, yes. And they're going to... Oh, wait. Well, let's see what the next
Nintendo will say that all major Nintendo games moving forward will have NFC functionality, but won't provide too many details just yet. Also pretty true.
I don't know. I don't know if they said all, but they said
most.
A lot
pretty
would,
much.
Including they're going to backwards do it for Mario Kart 8.
Exactly. We did also predict that a standalone NFC game would be revealed. Nintendo Adventures is what... Coop had a really cool idea for this kind of game.
It would be cool.
I don't know if you want to explain it.
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast last time, but it's basically Nintendo's Skylanders that I still think they're going to make.
Yeah.
And all NFC roads will lead to this game one day. I think that they're just in the long game where they're like, let's just build up this NFC empire so that when we release the NFC game, our Skylanders killer, it will ruin everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you want to talk a little bit about the Amiibo? That's what the NFC figures are called, right?
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast
right.
last week. But yeah, it's basically, I mean, we were right. They're going to let you almost like Pokemon style build up characters in Smash Brothers and other games and battle them. But each game is going to have its own functionality. Like, we have no idea how it's going to work in Yoshi's Woolly World, but it is. Or in Captain Toad's Wild Ride.
Treasure Tracker.
Same thing. we don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah, it was cool seeing them up close. They're like, these are not the factory models because they haven't started mass producing them yet, but they were the mock-ups of them, and they all looked great. Like, they were all from Smash Brothers. Like, they were their Smash Brothers versions of those characters, right, pretty much in Smash Brothers character art poses.
Looked really cool, though, and they looked very detailed, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to just buy a billion of them and just put them on my desk.
I was going
to
say, I'm like, I want them all.
Yeah, Sakurai made a point at that thing I went to say, like, they made sure to not merchandise Smash Brothers until now to make it really matter when they finally did.
Yeah,
like,
that's a smart move.
Yeah, he's like, we could have made toys all these other times, but we didn't want to. This is when we finally wanted to do it.
Great.
When we desperately need it.
We are wrong on this. A deal with either Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network will be revealed, bringing Nintendo characters back to cartoons.
Grumpy as shit. I got excited and thought I was right, because in the beginning of this end of the Smash Brothers thing, they showed off an anime that totally looked, to people who haven't played Kid Icarus, like they were just showing off a Nintendo thing. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up just being an animation showing off a new character reveal.
But seeing Link in that animation style was so great.
It was.
It was.
There was an announcement of a Sonic the Hedgehog film.
Live action.
Oh my god.
A live action CG combination released by Sony.
Mm-hmm.
So my phone has about 5 seconds left of
battery. A major
life.
3DS game will be revealed for 2014. Did that happen?
That Codename Steam is a 2015 game.
So was there any what's coming out? Pokemon?
But that got revealed ahead of time, and then there was Fantasy Life, which I would not call a major 3DS game.
Yeah, we guessed maybe it would be a Metroid game or a Star Fox game, although
there was a Star Fox game for Wii U. Wii U was the focus of E3 for them. Like, 3DS was totally in the background. The only 3DS game I think you could find playable at their booth was the Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there was Star Fox, and I got to play it. I'm one of, like, 24 people in the press, I think, that have gotten to play that
game. Let's give ourselves half a point, because the Wii U Star Fox plays like a 3DS game.
It kind of does.
You're scraping for him now.
It was fun. I talked about it on the last episode, but yeah, it is very weird to control the ship with the right stick, but aim with a gamepad. Like, that's going to need a little more work. But it felt very early. I think it'd be lucky if it'll be out in holiday next year. I know Miyamoto was talking like he wanted to get it out that time frame, but I'll be surprised.
Pokemon Alpha and Alpha Ruby and Omega Sapphire will be revealed looking identical to X and Y. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, we got a full point for that.
Hooray.
It looks good, though.
Oh, yeah.
They still didn't talk a ton about it. Like, they're still being weird. Like, I wonder if they just know that we assume what it's going to be and that we're right, but it's weird that they haven't come out and been like, yeah, so here the social features from the last game is going to be in this and all that stuff. They just haven't really discussed it.
Yeah, there were a couple megas and a release date, but they're holding it back. Pokemon's too big for E3. They don't need Pokemon at E3.
Did they say they're going to have NFC for it? Oh, wait,
no.
They're not, because the 3DS NFC thing isn't coming out until next year.
Yeah, you have to buy an extra attachment for it. 3DS can't talk to NFC on its
yet.
Own.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, they did say it's getting it, though. Not the game.
The 3DS.
Right. So, and it showed, like, a picture. It's almost like it looks like the Skylanders base, except it just sits next to the 3DS.
Yeah.
Nintendo will cut the price of the Wii U.
Nope. Really should have done that, but they're giving away games, though.
Well, I think they also want to wait and see how Smash Brothers performs.
Yeah.
I think that coupled with Mario Kart will
you were
give
hearing
them
good news
good
about
idea.
Mario Kart sales already.
Yeah.
And the last one is Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5 will be played.
Yeah, reminding us yet again how far behind the times Nintendo is.
But instead,
boy, were we wrong. Look at that shit they did at the beginning of their stream. Mm-hmm. That was hilarious and very much self-aware.
Yeah.
So,
not very out of touch. Also, Nintendo just didn't license somebody else's songs. They like their own music.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's it for our predictions. I believe we got like 20 of 99 right.
Yeah, maybe.
If anybody wants to count, the article will be on the site. We'll figure it out later. None of us feel like doing math. We're too tired. But we're going to take a quick break in which we all take a nap on the podcast room table. And when we get back, we're just going to real quick talk about the best things we saw at E3 and then ask you what the best things you saw at E3 was. And then we're going to go back to our desks and work. yep. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Radio Radar, episode 93, talking about the best things we saw at E3. Let's all choose two things. I will go first.
Okay.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, boy. I'm excited for that.
Got to play it. Played three rounds. First round, I played as the terrorists or the rogue spear.
Rogues, yep.
Rogue spear, yeah, the rogues, the rouges. And I had to break into a house and went. Or no, I'm sorry. The rainbows are breaking into the house. So my first round, I was a rogue and I had to protect the house. So I was able to go around, put like stuff to block walls because you can like put defenses that makes it harder for them to break through it. Immediately died. Mm-hmm. Second round, I had to break into the house. I put an explosive on the wall, felt all badass, blew it up. The guy behind me shot me in the head because he got scared. And the third round, I think I got shot by like somebody just spraying bullets. Despite that, I loved it because it reminds me of old school Counter-Strike in the permanence of death and how you really feel like I should hide in favor of not getting killed. But it was still fast-paced. It wasn't slow. Yeah. And I really, really liked it.
Well, that's really good, too, because, I mean, that's what the Rainbow series has always been like. You know, early on the games placed so much emphasis on the pre-planning stages and the execution, so that oftentimes that took a lot more time than the actual playing of a stage did, because you were like, you know, placing waypoints where your teams would go, and you were trying to figure out where enemies would be.
Yeah,
so
they definitely condensed that portion into like a minute. But it's still cool because you do actually go in as with drones and try to find the hostage, and you actually can vote on where you want the hostage to be as the terrorists, and you can vote on where you want to spawn as the rainbows.
Yeah, so really, really cool. I'm happy to see that game come back, and also that it's placing such a big emphasis on strategy.
Yes, and the other game I'll say is Hunt. I think it's called Hunt: Heroes of the Gilded Age.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
I think isn't it made by the Darksiders guys?
Yeah, the guys that were snagged up by Crytek.
By Crytek.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it looks really good. It's basically, so take, first of all, just it's four-player co-op, like Left 4 Dead, and you're fighting waves of enemies as you progress through a level, like Left 4 Dead. But it's third person, and the combat looks kind of like a more fluid, organic Resident Evil 4. Where like the level took place in the swamps of Louisiana. So enemies are like, but they're like throwing axes at you. So it played a lot like that. Randomly generated levels in terms of what enemies you fight where. Big, cool boss battles. So it's randomly generated Left 4 Dead meets Resident Evil 4. Free to play. The only thing you'll pay for is cosmetic upgrades for your characters because you totally, fully customize your character.
Uh-huh.
And they said, quote, they want to have more boss battles than any other game because basically that way you get to the end of the level and you don't know which of the, like, 50 or 80 or 100 bosses you're gonna fight.
What a cool concept. I'm really excited too. And it looks good, right? In terms of
it,
like,
looks
visuals.
Great. It's running on the CryEngine. It looks fantastic.
Oh, man.
And I am really excited for it. And they said it's coming to PC but will also come to consoles.
Wow.
You mentioned that THQ thing. Did you see the news this morning about THQ?
Yeah, Nordic Games is gonna be THQ.
Huh.
Like, bizarre, but interesting.
I read the quote from them that, like, when they bought the THQ license, people's reaction was just like, who the fuck is Nordic Games? And so they're getting a more recognizable name in THQ.
Yeah, which is interesting because that just means that THQ exists again.
Yeah, that is really strange, right?
I love those pictures of THQ's abandoned office building.
Oh, yeah.
I see that.
So creepy.
No, I haven't seen it.
Horrifying. Apparently they had a deal with their building where they're just like, look, we can't pay this back stuff. We're just going to leave you thousands of dollars of things here that we don't want to get rid of anyway. And so it's just all these, like, lost displays. Like, here's every SpongeBob game we published. Here's a big statue from Dead of Darksiders. Like, all this shit.
Mm. Like, wow, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sad, but interesting, I think.
Kind of a Gone Home kind of way.
What are your two favorite games, Ryan?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, that would be so good. Gone Home, set in THQ's offices, just finding recordings from a, what was the guy?
Jason Rubenstein?
Jason Rubens?
Yeah.
Just finding fucking audio logs of him as you walk around THQ's office where he's just like,
weird.
I arrived at home and there was no one here.
Gosh, well, there was, you know, so many great games at E3 this year. It was really, really fun. But I think the two standouts for me, Dragon Age Inquisition, I think I'm most excited for. I really liked Origins a lot. Dragon Age 2, I think, like most people, I was pretty disappointed in. Inquisition seems to be doing a lot of really cool things. First of all, really, really huge open world, which is very cool step for them, I think. Because, you know, Origins felt more like a bunch of areas connected by loading screens, never felt like a cohesive place, whereas this is now just like a giant world. I like what's going on in the story. There's the war between the Templars and the mages going on, and you now are reorganizing the Inquisition, a group that existed many years ago but then disappeared. Now you're bringing it back, and its sole purpose is to kind of bring some balance back to the place that's getting torn up by this huge war. Plus, you know, all the demons are pouring in through this these breaches in the veil. So there's lots of really crazy things going on, and I like the idea that you're able to build up an organization, send your troops out into missions. So when they showed us how that would work, right? So you get to take – you'll have a bunch – you know, Dragon Age always has like a big cast of party members that mm-hmm. you can choose from. So what you'll do is you'll recruit them into the Inquisition, and then there will be critical missions where you can send them to go deal with it. But in one case, there was – a mage stronghold, and you had sent somebody there a few hours back in the game to go try and resolve that by themselves. But it turns out they ended up getting kidnapped, and now you're going to save them because they're being tortured. And you're going in, and like all these terrible things are happening in this place, and it has depending on who you send, kind of like in Mass Effect, who you choose to, you know, at the end of Mass Effect 2, who lives and who dies sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's very much like that, where depending on who you're sending to do what, it'll have different results. And so it was really cool to see how some of that might potentially play out. And then they showed a dragon fight, which looked insane. It was really, really cool. So I'm excited for that. Also, I have to say, really, really pumped about Bloodborne. First, the fact that we finally know what it's called, not Project Beast. It is Bloodborne. Made, as we predicted, by the From Software guys that made Demons and Dark Souls, but we're not working on Dark Souls 2.
Miyazaki running it.
Yep, yeah. And he presented the demo himself, which was really, really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and the big takeaway was, you know, he was talking a lot about the differentiator between Bloodborne and Dark Souls, because it is very much in that, it's that sort of game. It's an action RPG where you're walking around and everything can kill you super easily. But the big differentiator is it's got a big emphasis. He kept using the words proactive and aggressive. It's basically they took away all your defensive tools. You don't have a shield. You don't have any way to really defend yourself. Aside from very fast movement, your character can sidestep and dodge super fast. And you have very aggressive weapons. So you have like a shotgun in your left hand, which is only a short-range weapon. He's like, you have to get as close to use the shotgun as you do for your melee weapons that you're using in your other hand. Yeah. So he was just showing us like super fast dodges, getting up and blasting stuff away and doing combos with your right hand weapon. And it, to me, almost looks like a cross between like the dangers of Dark Souls, like, you know, all the enemies are super dangerous and stuff, but the action is much more fast paced, almost mm-hmm. like a straight up action game.
Do you think it is them trying to make it more even like favored by Westerners by putting like guns in and stuff?
I was wondering that, but the way he was talking about it, the sense I got was what they want them as a development studio, what From Software wants to be known as from now on is like this company that makes games that are really difficult but extremely rewarding to overcome, you know? And so, of course, that's what everybody loves about Dark Souls in the first place. And so they want that element to be in all their games. Huh. And so what they're trying to do is experiment with how can we make an action RPG that is still feels like that and provides that really great sense of reward but make it play different. In such a way that people are interested in both sides, both types of games. So we'll see. I don't know. Maybe it'll end up being too much like one or too different from the Soul stuff, but it looked really, really cool. So I'm excited.
And it's a Sony exclusive, right?
It is. PS4 exclusive for 2015.
Ashley?
Oh, I'm next. Okay. Well, obviously, I was excited for Assassin's Creed Unity, but that wasn't playable, so I'm actually not going to talk about that one because it looks interesting, but didn't actually get to try it out. Oddly, what I thought was really great was Fantasia Music Evolved, which I did not expect. I kind of expected to go into the Disney booth and just be like, oh, yeah, whimsy and magic, blah. Yeah. But it was actually a lot of fun. Like, it's taking rhythm games, which are usually really heavily rely on, like, oh, you're great or you suck at this.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, takes out that element. And it's just you. It focuses a lot more on when you do something correctly rather than when you do something incorrectly. And it's all like hand motions, but really elaborate ones. So you honestly feel like I am the sorcerer's apprentice.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. And they do use modern songs, but you actually get to change the songs and use different remixes and add your own parts into the song. And it actually sounds really good. Like, I was shocked at how good it sounded. So I thought that one was a ton of fun, and it'll have, like, I think it'll have a really wide audience, because, like, you could have a little kid just sitting there going like this, and they'll still come up with, well, for the people listening, I'm waving my hands really erratically.
you do need to describe that.
But, yeah, it'll work for them. It'll work for their parents. I think it'll be, and for people our age, I think it'd be a really great game. So I'm really excited for that, shockingly. And my second one, which I really enjoyed, actually, was Far Cry 4.
Yes.
The first time I went through the demo, I was actually kind of bored, because there were, like, the three different options you could helicopter in, stealth in, or ride an elephant through the front door. And I, like an idiot, was like, I want to try the stealth just so I can get the full experience. No, no. Elephant, that's the way to go. And I went back a second time and did it like that, and I'm like, this is a much better game this way. This is so much fun. So I think that one was definitely a big one, and I know it's only supposed to be two, but I will give a really good honorable mention to Tales from Borderlands. Cooper got me in to see, like, last thing of that, and it was so good.
It looks really the smartest thing they're doing with it is they're like, all right, so in The Walking Dead, you need to choose between two shitty situations. Do you want to let this friend die or this friend die? Do you want to risk this or risk that? And in The Wolf Among Us, you're choosing between two difficult decisions just because there's no right or wrong answer. Do you want to investigate this crime scene or this crime scene or this crime scene? Do you want to interrogate this person or this person? There's no right answer. It's just sort of, what do you want to do? But in Tales from the Borderlands, your character is a greedy asshole. So your choices are like, do you want to steal money from this guy or this guy? Do you want to blow up the robot or let it flail around? Do you want to punch this guy? Like, it's all, do you want to do this cool thing or this cool thing? It's basically like the other Telltale games are like, would you rather eat ants or, like, have this other gross thing happen? And this is the other side of the would you rather. Like, would you rather go skydiving with a model or would you rather go to the beach? It's like all, like, crazy, ridiculous stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
It was pretty great.
So for mine, it's tough to limit myself as well. I saw a ton of awesome stuff at Nintendo that I really enjoyed. Though I think Yoshi's Woolly World is really fun. Like, the more I played it, I played a demo of the other two stages in it. I played all three stages, and it was great. Like, especially after being a little disappointed, well, not even a little, being disappointed by Yoshi's New Island. Like, this was the super imaginative Yoshi game I really wanted. Like, it had so many cool ideas in it. And, like, the yarn just wasn't, like, you know, a skin over the polygons. It didn't feel like that. It felt like you're really walking around in this crafted world of things sewn together. Like, when you landed, it sounded like just yarn hitting felt, just like, woof, or whatever that sound would be. And it had more challenging parts in it, too, of, like, kind of puzzle platforming elements and really neat ideas in it that I hadn't seen before in a Yoshi game. Like, Yoshi's New Island had way too many previously, like, ideas that have been used in previous Yoshi games, less so in this one, especially with the combo moves, there's co-op in it too, which is the first for a Yoshi game, and those are really great. Like, for one thing, you'll never be without an egg if you're playing co-op, because you can always eat your partner and toss them at something.
Well, you actually never get eggs. It's technically balls of yarn just because it's cuter. Yeah.
It is super cute.
That is, like, so adorable.
And then on the other side of that was Mortal Kombat X. And I actually didn't I've never been that big of a Mortal Kombat fan, honestly. I liked it okay, but I barely played the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is so, like,
it's like they're taking the things that made Injustice so good and just merging it together.
Yeah, they're putting in the interactivity and levels and stuff, and, like, more active combos. And they also are, like, showing, the last one was just, like, a tribute to themselves. Like, it was just all of Mortal Kombat 1 through 4, basically, in one game. And this is like, no, this is in the future. 20-year time skip. They showed four new characters, and only Sub-Zero and Scorpion returned in the demo. And, like, it was a lot of new information. It seemed really good, and it looked great in, like, the grisly detail they could get on people.
Yeah, I love how they showed off a cinematic trailer, and everyone's like, well, that's good, but what's it really look like? And then they showed it off, and it's like, oh, it pretty much looks exactly the same. That's really unexpected.
That's nice.
And I had a good hands-off demo of the Phantom Pain.
No touching.
But but he, like, it started with the horse taking a shit, and that was the weirdest part. Like, the horse you're riding just, like, poops. And he's like, yep, horses do that in this game. Animals poop if you hang around him long enough.
God, next-gen poops.
Kojima is just weird.
And if you remember,
I know that's not breaking new ground, yeah. But just imagining him being in a meeting, like, how much would it cost to make that horse poop? And some guy's like, I don't know, like $10,000. Make that horse poop.
Yeah, do you also remember, Ryan, did you play the Peace Walker game?
Yeah, yeah.
And that how you could basically kidnap people and make them become part of your army?
Yes.
That's back, and you just attach a balloon to them, and then they fly into the sky, and they're back at your base. And they go like, wah! Like when they are zipped away. But you can do that with anything. You can do it, well, with not anything.
Can you do it to a horse that's pooping while it's pooping?
So they showed them, like, here's a crate. We should take that materials back to Mother Base. Here's a Jeep. We should put that in Mother Base. Here's a goat. Oh. They put the thing on the goat. Well, first they knocked out the goat with a gun. They shot the goat with the tranq gun, and the goat then, like, rested on its front legs and then just laid down. And then he put the thing on it. He put the balloon on it, and the goat zipped up and went, meh.
I was wondering what the context for, I saw that picture, and I was wondering what the context for that image was. I'm just like, does it really need an explanation, though?
Yeah, he just collected a goat. And then when they got back to Mother Base, they're like, so there's that Jeep, there's that car, and there's that goat.
I love how, like, when you look at, like, a game like Mass Effect or Persona, there's a lot of mechanics, but you're like, wow, I'm surprised they added all of these. But they all make sense. Mm-hmm. Within the context, it makes sense that you can do all these things. And then with Kojima games and this, it's just like, it almost feels like he's like, what if we did this? And they just do it. It feels like they, like other games, they're like, well, we could do this, it would make sense. And in Kojima, it's like, we should find an excuse for you to balloon a goat.
Yep. So yeah, those were my two favorites. That was really three. That's fine.
The two most wildly different.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, almost the three most wildly different. And then there's Metal Gear, which is just wildly different from everything.
It is violent, but also goofball.
Yeah. So that's it for our favorite games of E3 and the predictions and how correct we were from our article a few weeks back. Thank you for listening. Be sure to let us know in the comments what your favorite we shouldn't do favorite game of E3 because
what are you most excited about out of E3?
Yeah, what made you most excited? That could be a game that was only mentioned briefly.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you most excited for? Theoretically, I'm going to say for that, I'm most excited for the next Nintendo Direct also being filled with robot chicken jokes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
I'll mention this since this was a close third favorite of mine. Ori and the Blind Forest, a 2D Metroidvania game where you play as a little dude that looks super cute, but it's also extremely challenging, so I really enjoyed the little bits of it I played.
I wonder how much the game will actually be good and actually come together, but I thought No Man's Sky, like, was presented very well. Like, it is just infinity. Like, it, when the dude told me it can just generate, he said, when I asked him, like, what happens when people have found everything? Or, like, you gonna just make more stuff? And he's just like, he kind of laughed at me and was just saying, like, not to be dismissive, this is paraphrasing, it's not a direct quote. He's like, not to sound dismissive or anything, but, like, if we have one planet here and that a million people played our game and only stayed on that one planet, they would not discover every inch of it in a year. Like, that, and that is a planet on that thing. Like, so
one of many, many planets.
Yeah, of a million planets, of a billion million planets. It's infinite. It depends on how far out people go and search those planets.
It's exciting.
Man, how do I follow that up? I'm kind of super excited to see the possibilities for Just Dance 2015, because I can see, like, stadiums full of people all playing Just Dance 2015 at the same time, and I want to see that happen.
Oh, right, because you can use your smartphone. It sounds like you can just download an app on your smartphone.
And just wiggle your smartphone
and just
around.
Wiggle it around, and you're dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be fun. So let us know in the comments what you're most looking forward to finding out more about or seeing more about, kind of based on E3, and we'll talk to you next week.